Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com of the Talkers Weekly Charts, and we're overviewing now the issues of the week and the people who have been discussed a great deal. The week is August 27th to the 31st of 2012. Does it seem possible? The year is two-thirds finished. The month of August is done. Michael, my heavens, we all say the same thing. Not much we can do about slowing down the march of time, though.
Oh, yeah, it's marching. Not only is the year two-thirds over, and, you know, the end of the summer is almost like the beginning of the year. It's a business year. It's a season. School's continuing. People get back to work. But we're also, when you stop and think of it, 12%. Almost 13% of our way through the 21st century. That's what's blowing my mind.
Right.
Is that we're really moving into this 21st century pretty quickly. That's kind of scary.
There's the Jeffersons, and we're moving on up.
I don't know if we're moving up or we're just moving out.
Are we? By the way, folks, we've decided to change the Talk Countdown Show to a music countdown show.
Yes, number 10, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is at number 10. Who's
number
at number 9,
Justin,
Michael?
Somebody who sounds like Justin Bieber.
Right, okay.
And somebody who wants to sound like Justin Bieber.
Right. number
7,
six.
A woman who sounds like Justine Bieber.
Yes, right. Okay, number 5?
Madonna.
Right. Number 4 is Prince Harry. Number 3?
Somebody should come along and have a group.
Right.
Oh, Prince Harry.
Absolutely.
Remember when groups had crazy... Oh, they still have crazy names.
I think we ought to have a group called the Obamas, in
that
fact.
Kind of that.
Right.
That
we have Bananarama. That's a great... I mean, the Obamas.
The Obama-ramas.
The Obama-ramas.
Obama-rama.
Right, exactly. And then we talk about the people in the world of music. It could be Obama-rama.
It
could be Romney-ay. The new group is Romney-ay.
Romney-ay.
Right. And the Ryanettes.
That's very funny.
How about that?
All right.
Anyway.
All right. We still have to do this.
Yes, we do. And you're about to start at number 10.
At number 10, we have the NFL preseason, which is just about finished. And then the real season begins. And heads will crack and bones will break. And
suits will begin.
Lots and lots of injuries, as always. At number 9, Major League Baseball action. At number 8, Prince Harry Vegas episode fallout. At number 7, Apple versus Samsung verdict. At number 6, Iran-Syria link, tied with Egypt supports uprising. At number 5, the SEAL Team 6 book. At number 4, Tropical Storm Isaac. At number 3, mainstream media RNC coverage, tied with the firing of reporter David Chalane. Got himself into trouble. At number 2, the RNC speeches, the Republican National Convention speeches. And number 1, 3 stories thrust to the top of the charts by the convention, the economic, healthcare, and foreign policy issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the convention and the hurricane and everything else going on, this was a tricky week to categorize the subjects, but I think we did a good job. And number 10, on the people chart, Prince Harry. Number 9, Mohamed Morsi. Matt Bissonnet at 8, David Chalane at 7, Arthur Davis and Mia Love at 6, Ann Romney at 5, and number 4, Chris Christie and Condoleezza Rice tied at number 4, 3 is Paul Ryan, 2 is Mitt Romney, number 1, Barack Obama. Did you see Condoleezza Rice's speech at the convention? Are you sleeping?
Oh, excuse me. Did you ask me a question about Condoleezza Rice?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
The
wow, was that a sound effect, or did you actually provide that yourself?
She stirs. She's very capable of stirring people up. I am not one of them.
Got it.
Okay. Did you? Why don't you tell us what you were thinking? You obviously were.
I thought that she did a very good job of presenting her herself as a leading figure in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In other words, I think that she
is trying to run for something. Maybe
that they could have nominated her for president after the speech. And she
really,
I think it's very interesting when you watch these conventions to see who the next stars are going to be, who are the breakout speakers, who are the ones who increase their stock by 100% or 1,000%. by virtue of the speech they made.
So you think she's one of those people. Who else then, gauging, because you watched and everybody...
She's the only one I watched. I was watching, there was Impact Wrestling was on at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So
Cena might be a good president, too. He's tough. The Rock could be vice president?
It's kind of interesting mixing and matching the players. The feeling I got watching the Republican, I didn't go there this year.
No.
People from Talkers were there.
Yeah.
I find that sometimes just watching it on TV, you get a really better overview than being, you know, stuck in the bowels
right.
of
stuck in the middle with them.
Row or the press room. But I found the lighting, the announcing, and the music that you really couldn't tell the difference between the convention and... an entertainment event.
Yeah, and you won't be
award,
able to
an award show
when you go. That's right, it's an award show. You go next week to the Democratic convention. Same thing, different speakers. That's it. All of it will be the same stuff over and over again, and they'll have the same people that are looking for attention down the road. And so maybe they'll get. I thought the worst speech was Newt Gingrich and his wife.
I didn't see that. That one I didn't.
You missed nothing. Although he's got a good message when it comes to petroleum. And I wanted to talk to you about that in terms of where we are, the conversations on the air, even though it didn't make it to the top 10 this week. There are a lot of people who are talking about the business sort of money talk radio programs. And I wanted to have you, if you don't mind, spend a minute or two delineating what that format is about, the money stations that supposedly give you advice on what to do. But then there's the... Other the money reports from these outfits that are watching the markets. So there are two or three different things involved. Not sort of like the world of sports talk radio is pretty cut and dry, pretty defined. But yet the business and money stuff seems to be vague in some people's minds.
Well, business and money radio is not as big as sports talk radio.
No.
And although it should be. Financial talk radio runs the gamut from really very good reporting and analysis of what's happening in the financial world, in the big business world, in the stock market world, by people that don't have any personal benefit to gain by making the news biased or trying to sell something to the
right.
listener.
Yep.
So the objective news reporting, news analysis type of money talk radio exists, and it's very good. Then you have various types of advice programs where they give you advice on everything, on how to get a mortgage to, how to handle your credit card debt, et cetera, all the many things that happen in that arena. And then it devolves down to the kind of talk radio that proves to be an embarrassment quite often to the industry, and that is the touters, people who actually take money in the form of either sponsorships or who knows what else, or they have interests in a company, and they actually recommend to people who believe that they're getting objective advice, they recommend that they buy stock or that
yep.
they sell stock or they do something that really is not based on any kind of objective fact but rather subjectively benefits the commentator. That is actually very rare these days. It's against the law to do it. You can get in terrible trouble for it. But it seems like once a year we have a story in the news about a financial talk show host someplace in the country arrested and investigated for fraud. And it's a black eye for the industry.
Well, you find that that people who break the law, that's why we have lawyers, and that's why we have, I guess, the law, because there are people who think they're smarter than those, and in many cases they are. Because a lot of people who pull these shams off are able to pull them off. It's when you get caught. And sometimes it's more who you are and how you present it that will carry the day. That is whether you get caught or you don't.
Mm.
I mean, that's part of real life as well, don't you think?
Yeah. And there's a certain amount of influence and bias in everything.
Yep.
But if you downright tell people to buy something without any regard for how good the advice is because you're getting money for saying it, and they don't know you're getting money for saying it, that's fraud.
Yep.
That goes against any kind of good spirit. These people should be prosecuted. But in terms of, the gray areas, we live in a commercial society. And just watch the speeches at the conventions.
Yep.
Back to the conventions, and it's the same basic thing we're talking about. If you judge the people by their speeches, they all are wonderful people. I mean, my gosh, listen to what they're saying. They say platitudes. And then think about what they actually do. And there's such a disconnect between what they say in the speeches and then what really happens.
Right, reality.
Yeah. Go watch some of the old conventions. Watch the speeches of the
hope
candidates.
And change for everyone.
You know, watch the speeches of the candidates who went on to be some of the biggest rogues in history.
Yeah.
And they sound, if you go back and look at the old films, they sound glorious.
Promise her anything, but give her our page.
Remember that?
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, the outfit responsible for the Talkers chart, the top 10 items that we are discussing in part and other things that have to do with your favorite format. The News Talk Radio world is in the focus here.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com, the SEAL Team 6 book, good idea or not?
I think anything that sheds light on anything that is done in secret is good. So as a free speech advocate, sure, why not? But there should be intelligent discussion about it.
Yeah, and I think hopefully that's what's going on, but I'm with you on that one. Michael Harrison, who's always here every week on the Countdown to Review, the hot stories and the people that are being discussed here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Michael Levine is here on the countdown, who spends a lot of time trying to help people with their images. That's what a good PR expert does. He's written a number of books helping people also to communicate better. He's the founder of Levine Communication Office, LCOonline.com. So, Michael, this week we've seen you out and about a lot. You were on Good Morning America talking a new book by Pippa about I don't know the book. But I'm interested in you and Pippa Middleton and why this is something that you wrap yourself around. Why is she someone that is of interest other than the obvious?
Well, Good Morning America called me and asked if I would give my feelings around whether Pippa Middleton's great popularity in England or Europe is translatable into America with a new book. And I said that I thought it was, and so they wanted that opinion. I gave it to them. I hope it was of some value so they understand about the media in America versus Europe.
All right. So let's get to the important events of the week. The RNC convention. Clint Eastwood wows him, or does he? You're, again, someone who's associated with lots of actors and actresses and people who are very visible. So did you think that Clint Eastwood needed your help after watching him or not?
No. Generally, I thought it was a very successful appearance. It was unusual in that he decided to have a debate with a missing chair, missing person chair, an empty chair.
Hey, listen, it's unusual. It's all over the social media. Everybody's
talking
about it.
I know, and I see everybody saying how bizarre it was. Frankly, I did not think it was that bizarre. I thought it was generally pretty effective. You had one of America's biggest and greatest icons saying, when somebody doesn't do a job well, it's okay to let them go. And so I think that the people who are annoyed with Clint Eastwood for taking sides and joining in the fight to elect Mitt Romney are going to come up with lots of reasons. Now, it was an unusual presentation. There's no question about it. And I must say that Mr. Eastwood is looking a bit older. I mean, he is, after all, he's 82 years old. But do I think it was effective? I do. Do I think it was bizarre? Not particularly. I thought it was unusual, and I do think it was effective. And it was a little bit long, but generally, I think it was good, and I think the reviews that it is so bizarre are just not
bizarre.
Valid.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the author of the SEAL Team 6 book. Never mind that he may or may not face legal action, but how do you help him present as he gets started in a week or so with all the interviews, people asking him questions, yada, yada? What would be your advice if he was your client on how to present the information in the book?
Well, I should just reveal to the American audience that I am profoundly intrigued by this story, like mm-hmm. most people. I can't help but want to know what really happened. But the big story this morning is that there's some conversation around the Pentagon filing a lawsuit against them. And, of course, that now, I don't ultimately believe that there really will be a lawsuit. I think that's unlikely. But even the fact that there's a possibility of it adds a lot of anxiety to this young man's life, and I think it's going to be a very.
If he hired you to help him with his interview skills or how he presents himself to the news media because he hasn't been out there yet, what would you tell him to do?
Make sure to emphasize that he's not doing this for personal profit; that all the proceeds are going to the Navy, to the relief of Navy SEAL family members, and to constantly focus on the fact that I am doing this for the purpose of history and to help my fallen comrades, not for personal gain.
So is that true? Is he giving it all to charity?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
True.
Oh. See, now that's why he needs a good PR agent, because know that. Somebody that's lost in a lot of the translations here, it seems to me, because I haven't heard. All I hear is some people other than those who are in the service who don't like Barack Obama anyway talking about this is terrible, this is horrible. It's the same kind of stuff that came out when Wikipedia leaks. And all these people in government said, you're going to be responsible for the death of thousands of Americans. Nonsense. Yeah. This is something that needs to be told. You need to know what the story is. Nobody is perfect, whether you give Obama the benefit of the doubt or not, and assuaging his ego.
Well, look, I have been critical of President Obama, but if you can't, as an American, say that he did an outstanding job in connection with the killing of Osama bin Laden, I don't think you're being fair and balanced.
To Obama.
We should give enormous credit to Barack Obama for doing the right thing, handling it properly. I am exceedingly grateful to the president for providing one of the most important acts in the last 10 years, which is the killing of the greatest terrorist of our time.
Yep. Well, there is that, and there's so you give the guy his due, and that's what's important.
Yes, he is due.
Michael Levine, who is due also a lot of credit, founder of LCO Online and also the LBN Alert. If you have never seen this daily news blog, you need to check it out. It's lbnalert.com. Michael, thank you for your service here on the Countdown.
Thank you, my friend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Back into the action here. Welcome back. Our talk radio countdown show, Focus, is I should probably make this a plural because the speeches being delivered and the callers, people who have thoughts about whether they're funny, whether they're serious, some of the things that are firing up the crowd and the things that are being said by the various pundits, the reporters, it's just these people take themselves so seriously, it's almost laughable. Here's Paul Ryan, who gets to the crowd in Tampa.
The failures of one administration are not a mandate for a new administration. A challenger must stand on his own merits. He must be ready and worthy to serve in the office of president. We're a full generation apart, Governor Romney and I. And in some ways we're different. There are the songs in his iPod, which I've heard on the campaign bus, and I've heard it on many hotel elevators. He actually urged me to play some of these songs at campaign rallies. I said, look, I hope it's not a deal breaker, Mitt, but my playlist, it starts with AC/DC and it ends with Zeppelin. A generation apart, but that doesn't matter. It makes us different, but not in any of the things that matter. Mitt Romney and I both grew up in the heartland, and we know what places like Wisconsin and Michigan look like when times are good. We know what these communities look like when times are good, when people are working, when families are doing more than just getting by. And we know it can be that way again. We've had very different careers, mine mainly in public service, his mostly in the private sector. He helped start businesses and turn around failing ones. And by the way, being successful in business, that's a good thing. Mitt has not only succeeded, but he succeeded where others could not. He turned around the Olympics at a time when a great institution was collapsing under the weight of bad management, overspending, and corruption. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? He was the Republican governor of a state where almost 9 in 10 legislators are Democrats. And yet, he balanced the budget without raising taxes. Unemployment went down. Household incomes went up. And Massachusetts under Governor Mitt Romney saw its credit rating upgraded.
All right, so there's Paul Ryan from Tampa Wednesday night on our countdown, reviewing a few of the speeches before we take some of your calls at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's Condoleezza Rice with her views on America's role in the international stage.
Now, to be sure, the burdens of leadership have been heavy. I know, as you do, the sacrifice of Americans, especially the sacrifice of many of our bravest in the ultimate sacrifice. But our armed forces are the sure shield and foundation of liberty, and we are so fortunate that we have men and women in uniform who volunteer. They volunteer to defend us at the front lines of freedom, and we owe them our eternal gratitude.
Been easy, though it has been rewarding, to speak for those who would otherwise not have a voice. The religious dissident in China, the democracy advocate in Venezuela, the political prisoner in Iran. It has been hard to muster the resources to support fledgling democracies and to intervene on behalf of the most desperate. The AIDS orphan in Uganda, the refugee fleeing Zimbabwe, the young woman who has been trafficked into the sex trade in Southeast Asia. It has been hard. Yet this assistance, together with the compassionate work of private charities, people of conscience and people of faith, has shown the soul of our country. And I know, too, that there is a weariness. I know that it feels as if we have carried these burdens long enough. But we can only know that there is no choice, because one of two things will happen if we don't lead. Either no one will lead and there will be chaos, or someone will fill the vacuum who does not share our values. My fellow Americans, we do not have a choice. We cannot be reluctant to lead, and you cannot lead from behind.
All right, so there's Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, telling the Republican National Convention that the American ideal is endangered, but that no foreign rival can hurt the U.S. more than the U.S. can hurt itself. She's popular to a point. She did a horrible job as Secretary of State there. The office itself is in shambles when she left. But there's something fascinating about somebody on the university level, black woman, a Republican, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't get excited about her like a lot of people do, but that's just my opinion. You know, we're all able to express our opinions here, and you certainly can excite the crowd yourself with a comment at 800-510-8255. She's not the one I'd put up there to set the stage, shall we say, for the future. Senator Rand Paul on the docket, talking about the need for both sides to deal with the financial crisis our country is facing.
Our nation faces a crisis. America wavers. Unfortunately, we are one of a select group of countries whose debt now equals their gross domestic product. The Republic of Washington and Jefferson is now in danger of becoming the democracy of debt and despair. Our great nation is coming apart at the seams, and the president just seems to point fingers and blame others. President Obama's administration will add nearly $6 trillion to our national debt in just one term. And I'm hoping it's just one term. This explosion of debt is unconscionable and unsustainable. Mr. President, we will not let you bankrupt this great nation. Republicans and Democrats alike, though, must slay their sacred cows. Republicans must acknowledge that not every dollar spent on the military is necessary or well spent. Democrats must admit that domestic welfare and entitlements must be reformed.
800-510-8255. All right, so Rand Paul, his father's not speaking. We've all heard the story as to why, but he's there. And with that comment,
it seems to me
we have the most important information of the convention, at least so far.
The economic situation.
It's the economy, stupid. James Carville said that's always a good quiz question. So, if you'd like to line up with a lot of folks from around the country who want to speak about the convention so far, 800-510-8255. This program specializes in presenting things from both sides, because that's really what the world of talk radio is all about. News talk radio has those who are on the left and those who are on the right. News talk television as well, and certainly a lot of the things that appear in print, both sides. Do you think we've become too polarized? Is the anything that's been presented here or the convention itself polarizing? 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Fire ants, fleas, chinch bugs, and grubs are destroying your lawn from above and below ground. End the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Other leading brands control surface insects, but not root feeders. Complete's two-way formula kills insects above ground, plus penetrates to control below ground pests for up to 3 months guaranteed. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Know how.
This September, Napa shakes it up with Shock and Strut savings. Buy four shocks or struts for the price of three with mail-in rebate at Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers. Plus, with every rebate, get a Napa Car Care repair card. Good for $25 off future qualifying services at Napa Auto Care Centers.
Napa know-how! It should come as no shock. You're saving money at Napa!
Valid on qualifying parts. Rebate amount equals lowest product purchase. Terms apply. See participating stores and auto care centers for details. Expires 10/31/12.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, discussing the Republican National Convention. I thought it was interesting during remarks before the convention, Senator John Thune said he'd look forward to playing basketball with Obama since it's apparent that the president consistently plays to the left. 800-510-8255. That's a little chuckle. Della in New Jersey, angry with Fox News for speaking over the performance of the national anthem.
I was watching the convention on Fox News during Megyn Kelly's programming. She was interviewing Britt Hume, and they acknowledged that the national anthem was being sung, and they continued to speak over it. There should be some kind of regulation that prohibits pundits and other media people from speaking over the national anthem. It was disrespectful and extremely offensive.
Well, whether it's a regulation or not, it just would seem common sense and decency not to do that. Although I tell you, I've been caught talking over either the beginning or the end or places in the middle of the national anthem making a point. But your point is made. Thank you, ma'am, for the call. 800-510-8255. During remarks before the convention, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, who's also a candidate for president, took a couple of swipes at Joe Biden. I think it's becoming pedantic. Joe Biden is Joe Biden. And actually, he's a fairly popular figure. Obama's the one that's not popular. Take your swipes at him and say the other stuff. It just sounds kind of cheap. Here's Connie in Illinois. Hi.
I want to comment on Ann Romney. I thought she was completely phony. She alluded to the average American woman who struggles to make ends meet and sometimes have to work two jobs and are facing ominous situations. And there is no way that she can relate to that given her financial station in life. She can't relate to everyday women, and you could see it on the faces of the women and the audience that they were wondering, you could see that they were wondering, how is she on earth relating to what we could possibly ever go through?
I think people that take that approach, madam, if with you'll forgive me, sound foolish. There are plenty of stories about Ann Romney. Maybe the current situation is different than it was, but it's so obvious where you're getting the information from. It'd be sweet if people come up with their own thoughts on this. Mitt Romney, speaking of that, faces a critical test. He addresses the Republican National Convention tonight, trying to convince you that he can forge a path to economic rebirth and provide better leadership. Are you buying that? 800-510-8255. Wayne in Virginia, happy the convention shows the diversity of the Republicans.
I, first off, am happy that the Republican convention had a great deal of different colors up there on stage. I am a African-American conservative. I'm happy to be one. I'm proud that the African-Americans, that the Latinos, that they were on stage and they were showing that the Republican Party is opening up to show and bring in people of different color, and they did a beautiful job. Ann Romney did a great job humanizing her husband. Chris Christie did a great job. Arthur Davis did a great job. Mia Love. And Ted Cruz, I mean, I didn't know that much about him from Texas, but he did a tremendous job.
All right. There's an HBO show called The Newsroom, stars Jeff Daniels and Sam Waterston and some other folks. Very interesting. Jeff Daniels, I saw the thing last night, presented the old sort of rhino Republican story, which I thought was brilliant. The show itself is brilliant. I haven't seen it. You might want to check it out. 51 past the hour.
worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J. Wiseman is with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Steve is the official attorney. He has several great websites that I would love to have you visit. One of them is stevelaw.net, which is a general interest help plan, shall we say. And then there's scamaside.com, which is an important part of his law practice, is helping people protect themselves. And the books that he writes are about this as well. You have identity theft that's a problem. Matter of fact, this week on the Good Day Show, Steve, we had a long conversation about checks versus credit cards.
Yep.
And Witt was, or just paying using, you know, the usual accounts online. And I come down on the side of checks, but it was very eye-opening discussion, knowing how if somebody, let's say you pay, well, you pay for anything, the person that takes that check can write down all the information, and in some way, shape, or form, if there's a way they can get your Social Security number away from you, they can be you.
Oh, absolutely. And frankly, checks are probably the most dangerous way of paying for anything, particularly if you put them in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Someone can grab it. And these days, you can pick up a software that can do a check just like yours, go right into your account and empty it. Frankly, as scary as it may seem, paying online is probably the safest way to pay for any of your bills.
So, a word to the wise is sufficient from the man who knows a lot about this. Also, from a legal point of view, let's check in with some of the issues from the countdown list this week of August 27th to the 31st. The price of gasoline. Can there be a class action lawsuit? Surely someone must have thought of this at some point in time. The lawyers that chase around the food companies now, and they were chasing around the tobacco companies before. Not that that did them a lot of good, because apparently one of the things we've got to talk about is the suit that has sort of turned around those warnings on packs of cigarettes.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, can't the same minds go after the petroleum companies?
Well, you know, I think it's certainly worth a look, because the fact that these prices are so close among these companies does make you wonder if there's any kind of antitrust price fixing that goes on and manipulating of the price. And I never seem to see anything even investigating this by Justice Departments or Attorney Generals. Certainly couldn't have anything to do with campaign contributions.
No, of course not.
But it at least warrants a look into, because here you have an industry dominated by just a few major players,
yeah,
who seem to be able to raise the prices at will and raise them pretty much uniformly. And that always brings questions to my mind.
Well, but and under the circumstances, price fixing, sometimes they're accused of that. But the reality here is that the things have changed a great deal over the last 10, 20, 30 years as to what would cause the price to go up. Even a storm like Isaac, four cents a gallon because there's a hurricane blowing through. It's any provocation at all. That has to be something. But as you say, maybe because the government's so corrupt to begin with, we are so corrupt in this country that nobody's going to do anything. They're all going to look the other way.
Well, you know, when you do have a disruption in the pipeline, such as Isaac brings, that can affect the price. But I'm just concerned about the fact that it's so totally uniform among the different petroleum companies. That's what bothers me. So, I think it's worth looking at. And the fact that they don't even make an attempt to try and do so is what bothers me.
Yeah, it is. There is an outrage there that needs to be spoken to, it seems to me anyway. All right, so having gone down that road, let's go to the SEAL Team 6 book and whether the Defense Department can go after this guy legally.
Oh, absolutely. He violated his provision with the Department of Defense when they sign on. They do have, they do give up certain rights of freedom of speech. They do sign specific documentation of non-disclosure. He's violating it. I'll tell you, frankly, the biggest thing that surprised me was how it's been weeks now that this book has been talked about, and it wasn't until just in the last day that the Justice Department sent out a notice. What did they have to just find out from TV and radio and the Internet?
No, they had to wait until there was a message sent over from the White House.
I think it's a very legitimate case against him, because I do think it can put people in jeopardy when it does show the techniques and tactics that are used by SEALs and covert agents. So this one I'm with the government on, but I just, again, I'm really surprised at the timing. Why now?
All right, good question. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.